The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me." So they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy cold, cold morning to everybody. Little thought for you here on this cold morning. Did you know that there's no such thing as cold? Only heat actually exists. What we call cold is actually just an absence of heat. For example, if I could take all the heat out of this room, bring it down to absolute zero, every single molecule frozen in place, it's not as though there's then some knob I could then go turn which would make the room even colder. Because only heat really exists, not cold. And similarly, there's no such thing as dark, only light. What we call dark is actually just an absence of light. For example, if I could hermetically seal this room and like seal up every nano fissure such that not even one photon of light could get in the room and it was perfectly dark, it's not as though there's some knob somewhere that I could then go and turn which would make the room even darker. That's because only light actually exists, not dark. And in a similar sense, what we call evil is actually just an absence of good. I know it seems very, very real, but this is important to remember, very important to remember. Evil has no existence of itself. It is actually just an absence of goodness, just like dark is an absence of light, just like cold is an absence of heat. It's a very, very important reminder, because today we're reminded just how important it is that where we find goodness lacking in the world, that we ourselves make that goodness present. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." You know, the light obliterates the darkness, reveals it for the nothingness that it is. But Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world." And it's a real important reminder that Jesus does his best work with our cooperation. What's that cooperation look like? Well, you heard a pretty good example of it in your first reading, the longest reading that you'll ever hear. Did you know that longest reading of the entire year, daily Mass or Sunday Mass, was your first reading today? And you're not going to hear it again for 2 years, okay? So rest easy. But it's the story of Susanna. Innocent Susanna, betrayed in a garden and falsely accused. She's a type of Christ, who was also falsely accused and betrayed in a garden. But Daniel stood up and came to her defense, didn't he? With wit, with wisdom, and with no shortage of bravery. Her life was saved because Daniel acted. What would have happened if Daniel played it safe? she would have been killed. And our Lord, he too was falsely accused and betrayed in a garden, and nobody stood up to his defense. Not even good Saint John. And you know, don't forget, God draws good out of evil, and he makes even the worst evil turn into a greater good. But please don't forget that goodness is always God's plan A. And it's very, very important that we cooperate with him in that goodness. It's why every single time we begin Mass, I always like to begin with the Confiteor. It's the long version of the penitential rite. And it's because of that one line. You know, Lord, have mercy for what I've done and for what I've failed to do. A lot of people confess sins they've committed. Not many people confess sins that they have omitted, sins of omission. It's a reminder now that great, great things hang in the balance. Great, great good if we act in cooperation with God's plan, and unfortunately, great evil if we do not. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Please remember how important it is that we let his light shine through us. Last for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Isidore, pray for us.